Good afternoon. It's Wednesday, October 9th. You're tuned in to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Vince Colblugo with today's South Carolina headlines. A boil water advisory is now in effect for all water customers throughout York County until further notice. City of Rock Hill spokeswoman Katie Quinn said the advisory was initiated as a precaution after a water main break at the Rock Hill Water Filter Plant. The break has resulted in low water pressure and, in some cases, no water at all for customers. Instructions for purifying water by boiling are available on DHEC's website. All the freight moving through South Carolina set a new monthly record. The State Ports Authority said the Wando Welch and North Charleston terminals handled nearly 195,000 20-foot equivalent container units in September. That's up 12.5% year over year. The agency reports container movement through state ports is up 10% through the first 3 months of the fiscal year. The race isn't until November of next year, but already one candidate for Colleton County Sheriff is causing controversy. He's admitted to dressing up in blackface for a Halloween party. South Carolina Public Radio's Victoria Hansen reports.
Republican candidate Craig Stivender has released a campaign video owning up to his mistakes, including appearing in blackface 10 years ago. The video features a picture of that Halloween costume, which he says was supposed to be a notorious gang member.
I did it to disparage a criminal whose actions hurt our community and country. That was a different time.
Stivender says he released the picture for transparency. At least four other candidates have come forward to run against the current sheriff, Andy Strickland, in 2020. They are Dolphus Pinckney, Harold Ray Lowry, Anthony Buchanan, and Chris Lovelace. In Charleston, I'm Victoria Hansen for South Carolina Public Radio.
The State Department of Commerce faces a new lawsuit after a state senator accused the agency of refusing to publicly disclose records tied to two companies. The State Newspaper of Columbia reports Richland County Senator Dick Harpootlian filed the lawsuit Tuesday, arguing the Department of Commerce violated the state's Freedom of Information Act by withholding and heavily redacting records regarding Singapore-based GT Tires and Monk's Corner-based Viva Recycling. Harpootlian told the paper there's a cult of secrecy at the Department of Commerce. Meantime, the agency maintains it complied with the senator's request. And the Medical University of South Carolina plans to open a new standalone emergency center on Johns Island. MUSC announced the plans today after filing a permit to build with state regulators. MUSC says the facility will include four exam rooms, two trauma rooms, fast-track triage, imaging and lab services, and a helipad. An adjacent facility will house primary and specialty care centers. That wraps up your headlines. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.